This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له وما يضلله فلا هادي له، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أوصيكم وإياي أولا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون، كما قال الله تعالى في القرآن الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear brothers and sisters, alhamdulillah. Firstly, we always learn how to be grateful and be thankful to Allah for all the bounties, the ni'mah that He has been given us from the day we were born until today. And we keep on asking Allah to shower His mercy and blessing upon us so that all of us will have a good ending, with the will of Allah, inshaAllah. Firstly, I would like to apologize for what happened last night because of some technical problem. And it's also because we are awaiting, or our Turkish counterpart was waiting for us to come in and with a short tazkirah. But that tazkirah take about an hour. But alhamdulillah, tonight we are able to continue. And we keep on asking Allah Rabbul Alameen to make all of us among the qanitin wal qanitat was sabirin was sabirat, meaning to make us people who are very consistent in what we are doing, especially doing all the good deeds. And also the people who have patient enough to face whatever challenges there is ahead of us. We must have this kind of belief that whatever happened to us, brother and sister, there's always some blessing that we don't even know now. We can see, we can feel something, but through patience, sabar, at the end of the day, Allah said to us, "Inna Allaha ma'as sabirin." Allah always are with those who have patience. Now tonight, before I continue with one important hadith, Al-Qudsi, I would like to remind all the good brothers and sisters, everything we do, please make sure that we're doing for the sake of Allah. When we talk about for the sake of Allah, we are talking about our intention. Our intention must be right. Where do the intention come from? In any act of worship, it's divided into three parts. Number one, qalbi, the function of the heart. Number two, qawli, the function of the tongue. Number three, fi'li, meaning our action that follow. Meaning, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam remind us from the first hadith of Sahih Bukhari from Amir al-Mu'minin Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu anhu, he said, Samiktu, he heard. That means the Prophet, when he was quoting this hadith, or when he was saying something, Umar was there listening to him directly. And that's why you have some hadith started with Samiktu, I heard the Prophet say. You have other hadith, like the companion of the Prophet, Osman ibn Affan. Sometimes he would do certain ritual, and then people ask him, what are you doing, Ya Osman? And he will explain to them, Ra'aytu Rasulullah, I saw the Prophet does this, did that. So then I'm following what the Prophet had been doing. I just follow. And he used the word Ra'aytu, I saw. Because sometimes there are things that the Prophet do by himself without telling others. But the companion, they are very, very observant. They observe every movement of the Prophet and they will follow. And that's what they will say, Ra'aytu. Some will say, Qala Rasulullah, the general one. Meaning, so and so said that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam have said. Please remember, when the name of the Prophet been mentioned, don't forget to perform salawat to him by saying, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Because we will qualify ourselves to be receiving the intercession from our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Brothers and sisters, what we are going to discuss with all of us today is talking about the importance to have the right feeling. When the Prophet said, Innamal a'lam a'malu bin niyat, from Umar ibn Khattab, meaning all deeds will start from your intention. If your intention is wrong, whatever you do, even is good, have no value. So our intention is from the heart. It's like people was asking me, when we are fasting, must we recite our intention? Nawaitu sawm ghadan, or so on. Intention have no word. La sawtan wala harf. There is no letter. It's from the heart. The heart will tell you that, I'm going to pray. I'm going to fast. There's nothing for you to recite. It's like when you pray, the heart, the function of the heart is where your intention is. And when you want to make prayer, you have to recite. Start with Takbiratul Ihram, Allahu Akbar. And that's where now the function of the tongue. And then the movement, standing, bowing down, iktidar, making prostration, sujood, this is action. So there are three parts, remember. The heart, the tongue, and the action. Now when you come to intention, the Prophet ﷺ was reminded by Allah, Rabbul Alameen, that Allah have informed him, Inna Allah yaqul, Allah said to our Prophet directly. Hadith Qudsi is a direct revelation from Allah to the Prophet without going through Angel Gabriel. Haqqat mahabbati lilazina yatazawarun min ajli. Number one, the Prophet said that Allah have informed him. Allah said, my love is talking about the love of Allah. Tonight we'll just talk about the love from Almighty Allah to us. My love is a right for those who visit each other for my sake. Allahu Akbar. If a person is visiting another person, but their intention is for Allah, why do you visit your brother? Why do you visit another sister? Purely for Allah. No hidden agenda except to please Allah. I'm happy to visit my fellow brother because he's a good brother. And I'd like to see him and see whether he's okay. If he's okay, alhamdulillah. If he's not okay, I'll try to ask him whether there's anything that I can do to help him. Everything we do for the sake of Allah. Then Allah said, my love is for him. You see, it's how easy to get the love of Allah. Just make sure your intention is correct. We do a lot of visit. Yeah? Before I'm CO, we all do a lot of visit. But for what reason? For fun? Yeah. Just for dinner? Maybe for a tea? But if your intention is for Allah, and other thing follows, then we have the right to be loved by Allah, Rabbul Alameen. And Allah continue. وَحَقَّتْ مَحَبَّتِ لِلَّذِينَ تَنَاصَرُونَ مِنْ أَجْرِ. And also, Allah said, my love, Allah said, and my love is a right, حَقَّتْ, for those who support each other for my sake. Can you imagine, brother and sister, if we're helping one another purely for the sake of Allah? No hidden agenda except for the sake of Allah. And the way we help each other, like what the Prophet said in other hadiths, a person who gives from his or her right hand where his left hand knows not, Allahu Akbar, purely for, then Allah is sure to love us. Allahu Akbar. Now, in another hadith Qudsi, that is from Imam Ahmad, and this is another hadith from Abi Huraira from Tirmizi. Inna Allah Ta'ala yaqulu yawm al-qiyamah. Allah is telling us in the day of judgment, Allah is going to talk to us. Allahu Akbar. How blessed, how honored that Allah is talking to us directly. And Allah said, Ya Ibn Adam, maridtu, falam ta'utni. Allah is talking to us. He said, O children of Adam, I was sick. Why don't you visit me? Now see what is our response. Is a dialogue between Allah and us. Ya Rab, kayfa a'uduk wa anta Rabbul Alameen? Oh Allah, how can we visit you? Allahu Akbar. He said, oh Allah, how can we visit you when you are the Lord of the world? You are not like us. You are the Lord of the world. Of course, Allah will not fell sick. No, he is so perfect. Qiyam bi nafsi. He don't depend on anybody. We depend on him. Whether we like to admit it or not, we depend on Allah. Without the mercy of Allah, we are gone. So we respond that Allah, you are the Rabbul Alameen. You are the Lord of the world. See what Allah said to us. Qal, Allah respond, Amma alimta anna abdi fulana marida falam ta'udhu. Allah is asking us, don't you recall that my servant so and so was sick, but you did not visit him? Indeed, then Allah continued, Amma, Alimta annaka law uttahu lawajattani indahu. Look how Allah expressed Himself to us. He said, indeed, had you visited Him for my sake, you would have found me there. Allah. That is to show us, you see, Allah is so close with those who are sick. They still remember Allah. You know, when a sick person, they're very lonely, and Allah is purifying their sin. You know, tuhur, inshallah, you know, they are close to Allah. And it's good for us to visit them for Allah's sake. Not necessary to bring food. Sick people don't eat, brothers and sisters. You feed them only after they are okay, they are well. But when they're sick, they just need good rest. And good people to come visit them. Yeah, to give them moral support. The rest, alhamdulillah, you know that the prayer from the sick people is also very, very powerful because Allah is close to them. Allah said, if you have visited them, you'll find me there with them. Allahu Akbar. Allah continue this dialogue. Allah, Ya Ibn Adam, O children of Adam, O people, I ask you for food, but you refuse to feed me. He will reply, we will respond, how could I feed you, O Allah? You are Lord of the world. You are the creator, Rabbul Alameen. Of course, He don't eat like us. He don't need us at all, brother and sister, but we need Allah. Without Him, we are gone. We are nothing. So he respond, Allah respond. Don't you recall that the news of somebody reached you, that so and so, or a servant asked you for food, but you refused to feed him? Indeed, had you feed him, you have found all the reward with me. I was with him. Allah is telling that He is so close to those who are sick. He is also close for those who are poor. The poor, the needy. And that's why in the month of Ramadan, Aisha said the Prophet is very generous. Keep on feeding the poor and the needy. This is what we encourage everybody to do. I believe all of us are trying to do their level best. Alhamdulillah. But if you can do more, then do more. There's nothing for you to hold on. There's nothing for you to say tomorrow. If you can today, why not you do what is good for you today? Anything good, fastabil khairat, be hasten. Okay? I believe all of you are doing. Because we also are trying to do our level best. And whoever have join us, yeah, in these good activities. May Allah reward all of them. And Allah continue. Allah will then say, O children of Adam, I ask you for a drink. You know, sometimes there are poor people who may ask us food, makan, kana, drink. Okay, you will know, brother and sister, if you are a person who is on the ground, always move with the people, I think Allah will give you the instinct whether this person is genuine or not. Because today also we have another problem. when you want to do good thing, the people come to you is not because they are poor. It is just they have bad habit. Yeah? They have enough, but they like to beg. So they are not really poor people. It become a profession. So of course, you need to be very careful too. But I personally believe, through our humble experience, been doing all these things for more than 30, near to 40 years. Yeah, just by few, maybe 1 or 2 minutes you talk to them, you know that whether they are telling you the truth or not. Allah will give us that instinct. Because we really want to help the poor and the needy. We want to feed them, we want to give them drink. But we don't like people to lie to us. Because the Prophet said, Iyakum al-kazib fa inna al-kazib yahdi ila fujur wa inna al-fujur yahdi ila nar. Stay away from lying, because lying will bring you to commit a lot of bad things, sins, and then while you're doing all the bad things, while you're used to it, then your ending will be in hellfire. So now Allah is telling us, O children of Adam, I asked you for a dream, but you refused to give it to me. We will answer the same thing, because we know who are talking to us. You say, Ya Allah, Ya Rabb, Anta Rabbul Alameen. You are the Lord of the world. Then Allah will respond to us. Don't you recall that a servant of me, of my, that means somebody, everyone is a servant of Allah. All of us was created by Allah, and we are His servant. Either you become a good one or a bad one. So Allah said, don't you recall that so and so asked you for a drink, but you refused to give it? Indeed, had you given it to him, you would have found me there with him. And all my reward is ready, especially my love. So, brother and sister, we hope, we try our level best to do something every day in the month of Ramadan. If you don't have the means to give anything in the form of food and drink, give some good advice, good reminder, give a smile. All is also a form of sadaqah. Allah is very, very just and fair. Those who have, they give what they have. Those who don't have, even by giving good advice, yeah, amal ma'ruf nahi munkar, remind them to do something good. Remind them to read Quran, example. You get reward. It is also sadaqah. Giving them a smile is also a sadaqah. Allahu Akbar. So may Allah Rabbul Alameen, brothers and sisters, make all of us people who are very sensitive towards the environment, towards the poor and the needy. But again, I believe all of us who are fasting, you all are good people. Only we have to be careful about engaging in all the good activities so that we are really helping the right people. That's why the Prophet did mention on one of the hadiths in Sahih Muslim, Man ahabba lillah wa abghada lillah wa mana'a lillah wa a'ta lillah wa mana li faqad istaqbal al-iman. Whoever loves what Allah loves us to do, hate what Allah hates us to do or to say, give for the sake of Allah, for the right cause, help the right people, and you have the right not to give if the people are not honest to you. They are trying to lie, they are trying to, you know, take you for a ride. Khalas. Enough is enough. Until they change. Of course, people can change sometimes. They have this bad habit, but later on when somebody keep on reminding them, advise them, alhamdulillah, they change. When they change, alhamdulillah. So brothers and sisters, once again, I'm going to recall the hadith. You remember the first hadith? La darara wa la dirar. You remember the second hadith? I believe that all of you have memorized it. But just, I love to keep on reminding one another. Because Allah said so, وَزَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الزِّكْرَ تَنْفَعَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Keep on reminding each other, because by reminding each other, it always brings benefit. But you, brother and sister, don't know how important is to memorize all these beautiful sayings, because it can save us from a lot of problems. If we understand and we act upon it, la darara wa la dirar. Second hadith, min husnil Islam al mar'i tarquhu ma la ya'ni. The third hadith, kullu muslim ala muslim haramun damuhu wa maluhu wa irduhu. And the fourth hadith, al-muslim man salim al-muslimun min lisanihi wa yadi, including the all this picture typing, all this, be very careful. And also I did say about another hadith from Abdullah bin Amir bin Al-As and Abu Huraira. When the Prophet was asked by the people, how can they do something that Allah will not be angry with them? How can they do something that is easy? So they asked for advice, asked for guidance. So the Prophet said, La takhdam, la takhdam. Don't be angry without a reason. You can get angry for the sake of Allah, but not because, you know, because that's my feeling, you know. Anything I don't like, you don't like, you have the right to tell the people slowly, inform them, so that they don't do that thing to you anymore. You can do that. But you don't have to get angry unnecessarily, screaming, shouting at your wife, shouting at your children. Talk to them. If you keep on shouting, one day they'll learn how to shout back, and you know. When they shout back, it's haram, but you are the one who is teaching them without you realize. Because if a husband or a father is shouting to the wife, the husband shouting to the wife, the children is watching. We are like hero and heroine, and they are just an audience. They are the weaver. They thought that shouting is normal. So one day they start to shout at their mother because of us. Can you imagine how destructive we are? Without we realizing, we thought that this is me. No, a person who loves Allah, he loves Allah's creation. Especially, he loves the children, he loves the spouses, he loves everyone for the sake of Allah. And lastly, remember the zikr after witr? Because there is still someone out there who keep asking us. The zikr after witr, Subhanal Malik al-Quddus, Subhanal Malik al-Quddus, Subhanal Malik al-Quddus, Rabbil Malaikati wal-Ruh. Allahumma إني أعوذ برضاك من سخطك وبمعافاتك من عقوبتك وأعوذ بك منك لا أخفي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. And also I did remember some of the important zikr before you sleep. You remember? If you feel that you are very tired, you you don't have energy because of the hard work that you have been involved in the daytime. So the Prophet taught his son-in-law Ali and Fatima, his beloved daughter, the only daughter who survived after the Prophet passed away, is Fatima, radiallahu anha, who was asking if possible the Prophet would look for them a maid, a helper. So the Prophet called them to say, do you want me to teach you something better than that? Say Subhanallah 33 times. Say Alhamdulillah 33 times after that. And Allahu Akbar 34 times, altogether 100 times of the zikr. There is tasbih, tahmid, and takbir. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may all of us who always remember him a lot, zakirin Allah kathira wa zakirat. This is what Allah said, a'adallahu lahum ma'fira wa ajran azim. Allah will forgive all our sin and also will reward us kindly with huge reward. So may Allah subhanahu make us have a good ending tonight by remembering him, so that we wake up tomorrow, we start to remember Allah again by saying Alhamdulillahillazi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi nushur. All praise due to Allah who give us life after our death. Sleeping is like dying, and to him sooner or later we will return. All the askar that I share with you, brother and sister, you can get it from the fortress of the Muslim. That small book. And we do sell that also over here. When people are free to move around, they can come back to our center and get to know us better, and go into our website to see what we are doing and see whatever thing that we can participate together for the sake of Allah. May Allah reward all of you kindly. Wa bilai tawfiqi wal akhri da'wana alhamdulillah alameen. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.